finally they terminated the contract without any justification, and the state has to pay 95 million Ghana cedis as judgment debt to Westbrook. The shocking aspect of it is that Westbrook lawyer now is Gabi Ochirdaku. Gabi Ochirdaku, the president's nephew, right?
Cousin.
He's the lawyer to Westbrook. The question is, what kind of defense did government put? What kind of argument did Westbrook make? For which reason they have to pay this money? And you remember the GRA Commissioner General in her response said that Westbrook was demanding over 200 million Ghana cedis, as if 95 million Ghana cedis is not even important, and that they were demanding 250 million Ghana cedis, and they succeeded in reducing it to 95 million Ghana cedis. 95 million Ghana cedis can build a lot of schools. It can build a lot of clinics, for communities, cheap compounds. So I'm saying that someone should tell me, and I really would challenge the media to find out, what kind of argument did the lawyers for government, Minister of Justice and Attorney General, I know they would have represented government, what kind of argument did they make? And Gabi, who is now a lawyer to Westbrook, what kind of argument, what kind of defense did they make? And in any case, all these issues wouldn't have happened if government never terminated unjustifiably the contract. So for the court to even award that some judgment that we made, it means that there was an illegal or an unjustified, you know, termination of the contract. Why did they do that? I do know that at a point in time in 2017, 2018, this government brought some Arabs from Dubai to come and partner Westbrook. And I do know that Westbrook was also resisting. They won't do that. Whatever the case is, it has not even led to revenue mobilization.